Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Brady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
It is good to have you guys listening. Thank you guys for coming out here and hanging out with us on a unusual day because it's a Tuesday. Alabama Al's out here. He was like, man, I'm used to hanging out on a Friday. We are too. But, guys, it's Tuesday. It's CONCACAF. And that's why, Mike, we are out here today.
Right. And for guys that aren't Atlanta United fans, best way to explain, it's a league that runs concurrent with your regular season. The MLS season drops the curtain, opens the curtain up in Nashville on Saturday night. But we'll be playing these guys from Honduras, Montagua. We already went down there. We tied 1-1. We got an away goal, which is a big thing in CONCACAF. It's the best four teams of each league in Central America and North America, all competing. So we're here tonight because they had the bikes and the monster truck. At Mercedes-Benz, too much dirt to move. That's why we're up here at Fifth Third Bank at Kennesaw, which has been a great home alternate, if you will, for United in their history.
No doubt. And I'm excited about not only possibly moving on, but also what happens in Nashville as the MLS season gets underway. More on that coming up, guys. And so, remember, if you are going up, we'll be up there broadcasting live. And Jason and Mike Conte with a special edition of Stoppage Time.
Today we are here at Twin Peaks. It's brought to you by Reformation Brewery. A lot of Five Stripes fans got our man in the kilt over there wearing the Escobar jersey. So a lot of Five Stripes fans. Great place to hang out here before you make the trip. Just a mile up the road to Busby Parkway up there to Fifth Third Bank. We'll get it on.
All right, real quick. Ryan. Where's Ryan? Is he over there? Ryan, thank you for coming out, man, from Reformation Brewery. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Big shout out to them. Hey,
this is one of those times we really need the boss to loosen up the don't drink on the air rules.
Well, Mike, you know what? We follow the rules or people get hurt.
That's
true.
You know
that. All right, guys, it's time for our Falcon Report. And today it's interesting because we got a chance to hear Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff both address the media today. Here's the problem. One had one answer for a very important question, while the other had the answer for the same question, which wasn't the answer that the former asked or answered. What I'm trying to tell you is, we've talked a lot about these guys being team co-builders and making decisions for a football team. One of the big decisions is what are we going to do with Tack McKinley and whether or not his fifth-year option is going to be picked up. Before we let you hear Thomas Dimitroff talk about Austin Hooper hitting the marketplace, guys, let's talk about this, Mike, because Dan Quinn said Tack's fifth-year option would not be picked up. Meanwhile, before DQ spoke, Thomas Dimitroff said the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's our buddy Jason Butt from The Athletic. Dan Quinn just told him, this is from about 2 hours ago, Tack McKinley's fifth-year option, as Carl said, will not be picked up. Then he asked Thomas Dimitroff the same question. Dimitroff said no decision had been made. He said, well, I just talked to Dan Quinn. He said they weren't picking it up. Dimitroff, after another reporter followed up with DQ on what Thomas said, DQ said, go with what Thomas said. Still deciding. So Dan Quinn tells us Tack is gone. There won't be a fifth-year option. And again, just like with the Vic Beasley situation, you could even pick it up, Carl, and then still not exercise it. We knew there was a way to opt out by the beginning of the NFL calendar year last year. $12.8 million was a total waste. The sacks came. They came late when the season was already lost. There were no difference-maker sacks when the season was on the line. But Tack is a guy that we had high hopes for. Big physical bruiser, loved the energy. How many people weren't just blown away by his vibe on draft night? And it's been all downhill since. 7.5 sacks 2 years ago, last year 3.5. But Carl, lingering injuries with that shoulder, which just can't seem to get right.
No doubt. So here are some comments, guys. First of all, I want Thomas from earlier today talking about letting the guys hit the free market. And, of course, he's talking about three guys: Austin Hooper, Devondre Campbell, and Wes Schweitzer. Two of those guys we thought, Mike, hey, we got to get a deal done. We're going to take care of them. It doesn't look that way. Now, obviously, they could still sign both of these guys. But when you start letting guys hit the free market, it's very unlikely that you end up getting the deal that you want as a team. Here's Thomas Dimitroff talking about it.
We're going to let him get to the market, as tough as that is. And I want to stress, that doesn't mean we're not interested in having him back. It doesn't mean we're not going to continue our negotiations with Steve Carrick. Our reality is we need to see what the market is to gauge where we're going to go.
All right.
All right, so Dimitroff basically telling you that Devondre and Hooper. Now, Schweitzer obviously is a swing guard tackle guy, and maybe there's always a market for a guy. We've seen, look at Person landed on his feet, as did Garland with a Shanahan. But what's Hooper's number going to be? We said $50
million. $50 million, yes.
All right, what's Devondre's number? We were thinking $45 million total. More than that.
65, maybe.
All right, well, there's no way we can afford both of those guys. Got to be one. The listeners wanted Hooper when we did that poll question a couple months ago because they know offense and they know that they see Hooper with the touchdowns. Who's more of a guy? Could you argue that Hooper's a luxury item? And if I got a guy like Devondre Carl, who's the leading tackler on one of the worst defenses in the NFL, why should I give him $60 million if we're one of the worst defenses?
Well, listen, you still need playmakers, and if you feel like he makes plays, then that's the thing. You know, and again, I think Dan Quinn likes this guy. I really do. But this
we
is
like the guy.
Oh, of course. But this is a difficult choice because, again, I think if it's left up to Quinn, he'd probably try to keep him. Let's hear Thomas talking about the current salary cap situation. It's our Falcon Report, as always, is brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys, use that tracker. Always know where your pie is. So, again, guys, whether you're going to go get the pickup or you want to get the delivery, don't forget you get the medium three-topping, actually medium two-topping for $5.99. There's also that large three-topping for $7.99. Great options throughout the week. Get all the details at dominoes.com.
All right, so here is Thomas Dimitroff. What's the cap situation?
When you pay a quarterback as we did, a wide receiver as we did, and a defensive tackle as we did, we are in a spot that is interesting. And, oh, by the way, when you do that as an organization and have a very generous owner, as we know, you're going to have most people that are coming up into their contracts thinking they are going to be paid at the top of the market as well. You can only do so much of that, right? So it's really important for us to monitor that and make sure we're making the right moves.
You can't pay everybody. We know that. So the guys you pay better be the right choices. And by letting these guys hit the free market, Mike, here's the statement that's being made by the Falcons. These aren't the guys we need to pay. Because if you wanted to, you would. They paid Grady. They paid Julio. They paid Matt.
Right.
They paid Free. They paid True. Those are decisions that said just the opposite. These are guys we believe in, and they're going to help us be a team that, you know, that will be in the running for a long time. That's the decision, and it's that simple. He puts it in a very nice way, but you can't pay everybody. Every team has to deal with this. But those choices better be the right ones, because if they're not, it sets you back.
Yeah, but we're top-heavy. We got so much money invested in Matt and Julio, and I understand that you can move some of that money back, and then you get to a point where eventually you're going to hit the wall on that. You can only go so far. So we're top-heavy. We give a lot of money to Desmond Trufant, the contract, which, you know, again, we can debate whether that was worth giving or not. I thought once they got the defensive backs in the right position, Desmond Trufant was pretty good in the second half of the season.
Like I did,
everybody
too.
Else.
I did, too.
But True to me overall, I still think he's getting paid too much. Alex Mack, he's the glue guy. Jake Matthews, solid but not spectacular. These are all guys that are on the top of the Falcons' salary cap list. So you got to get Free to restructure. He's gone, right? You got to get some savings out of 24.
I think so.
But you still don't have enough money to do, as you heard from Thomas, to pay 50. Again, 100. And, let's just round it off. $105 million, $115 million for Hooper and Devondre Campbell. Can't do that.
Here is Dan Quinn talking about the expectations for TAC this season, and this is important because we just told you as we started the Falcon Report, guys, that part of the discussion today was the general manager saying, we've not made a decision, and the coach saying we've made a decision on the fifth-year option. So what are the expectations? Because if you've not made a decision, that means TAC has to ball out this year. Here's DQ.
My expectations is to throw the best, you know, rehab that he possibly can to get him at his best self. So as opposed to too far down the line, you know me, I'd rather go, like, to use our military friends' terms, like a sniper mentality, just this moment, just this time, clear it, load it, find the target, and go after it. And so that's what he's doing now. And so no expectations other than just right now getting him at his best space. And then however we want to feature the guys in the system and utilize their strengths, the first part of that is him getting at his best health-wise.
Okay, that's DQ on TAC. We're both looking at each other. health is an issue. He's got to get healthy. There's no doubt. But I don't know if I – did you hear what the expectations were? I didn't hear what the expectations were. Like, I guess I'm waiting for him to say, here's what I need for
all time. I heard from him was Dan's military mumbo-jumbo. And that's not a knock to our troops, but it's Dan using the terminology he loves to throw around. I mean,
I didn't hear
early
the
we
expectation.
Had the I need a wrecker. I need a – what do you say?
A wrecker.
Yeah, I need a wrecking crew guy. Yeah, so I need a game wrecker. I mean, we need a pass rusher. You don't need a game wrecker. You need a pass rusher, okay? A guy who gets the quarterback on the ground. Do you have one? Can you find one? Because right now you have none.
Well,
it's not even the season. I'm already in mid-season aggravation form with Quinn and these sound bites.
Well, you're in aggravation because, again, it's one thing or the other. Which one is it? Here's an update on Keanu Neal. Now, we just said, I didn't hear, maybe you did. I didn't hear what the expectations are for Tack. I need Tack to be a double-digit sack guy, and I need him to be more of a playmaker. Influence the game in a bigger way, period. It's not that hard. I said that in less than 15 words, okay? So here's DQ talking about injury update on Keanu Neal because, again, if I'm going into the draft, I cannot keep my fingers crossed and go, hey, we're going to be fine. We've done that two times now. Love him, but I can't risk it. Here is DQ.
Kiki is doing good. He's exactly where he should be, going through the process for him. So we're excited for him, and he's making great progress. But same thing for him. That's my expectations for him is just throwing like a hell of a rehab to go. And so he knows what that looks like, in terms of a length for rehab, although Achilles and ACL have different rehabs. For him, knowing that he's back running, he's back doing the things that he needs to do, that's a big step for him.
You and I are a little nervous about Keanu Neal. We love what this guy brings to the table, but unfortunately when you see a guy get back-to-back injuries, in this case it was the Colts game where Keanu goes out, and it's another injury offset from an injury from the previous year. You hope that he just, and I hate to say it again, I'll say it again, Sean Weatherspoon comes to mind. I hope that's not the case, because if Keanu's almost like picking up a free agent.
That's right.
If Keanu Neal comes in and balls out and he's really good and he's ready to roll, because that's another guy. Remember, we always thought about, Keanu and his contract. It'd be a no-brainer a couple of years ago. Now it's a huge question mark. Now we're even talking about drafting a safety, maybe taking best athlete available in the first round.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. It's our Falcon Report Combine this week. It's prime time, by the way. Starts on Thursday. Quarterbacks did their measurements. We'll actually see the workouts on those three nights in prime time. But, again, today was the day that we heard from our general manager and our head coach for the first time since they have been retained. And, we found out that all these coaches were coming back. I just need to know what the plan is. I need to know what the plan is moving forward, Mike. And I'd like clear and precise answers about things that this team needs to get addressed. And you just said it. Pass rusher, check. We need more help in the secondary, check. Let's just go get what we need and make it happen. But the thing we cannot deny, guys, is this coaching staff has to be better. We can talk about all these players all we want. Coaching staff has to be better.
The defensive secondary got better when Raheem Morris got control of those guys, okay? Isaiah Oliver got better. Sheffield got better. Trufant got better, okay? But the defensive line, which is Dan's area of expertise, never got better. So how do you straighten that out? Much of the same coaching staff is back for the 2020 season. I mean, I just get frustrated because we had another soundbite we played earlier in the show where Dan was talking about all these guys getting better, reaching that market. These are those guys we did the whole list last week on. I mean, it's a lot of average players. There are no playmakers on your defensive line right now. None. So how are we going to fix it? Can we do a 16-type draft, Carl, where we knock it out of the park? We hope so. We're going to kind of have to this year based on everything Dimitroff just told us about the cap.
Hey, man, a reminder, Atlanta United fans, if you're going up to Nashville for the match this weekend, join us Friday from 1 to 6 Central at Tailgate Brewery. That's Music Row in Nashville. For 92.9 The Game's Atlanta United Welcome Party, we'll do a live show, Stoppage Time Live with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore. There'll be prize giveaways, guests, and more. We are always brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. We got our strong arm story of the day on the way, and it has to do with the guy who last year let us down, but he lets us in a little bit more on why. Stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell.
My expectations is to throw the best, rehab that he possibly can.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Strong arm story of the day, as always, brought to you. Thank you, sir. Atlanta United fan coming by clapping and saying he appreciates the show, Mike. Makes me feel good.
Thank you, brother.
As always, brought to you by our friends at the Strong Arm story of the day, brought to you by Strong Arm.
John Foy,
thank you. I'm sitting here thinking about all the things we're talking about with the Falcons, and I was just texting a guy back about this, and he was saying, he just wants to see the Falcons make decisions and move the team in the right direction. And his problem is, Mike, and we'll get to strong arm in just a second, but he said, Dukes, my problem is, and I'm just putting this out there, he says after the decision was made by Arthur Blank to bring everybody back,
right,
he's having a hard time with it because he wants to believe, like us, but he says, I'm having a hard time with it. And I can't argue that.
Well, as we said during the, you know, I was having my usual Falcon report nutty, it's just, you know, you're starting to hear some of that same coach speak, you know, seeping in again, and all coaches say the same stuff. But it just, I'm just getting frustrated with it because you can't seem to find a defensive end in the draft, a big-time edge rusher. And we've talked about some of the other pieces. You know, we got, you know, Grady, we love that guy. He does his job. 90, who are you? I'm the other guy.
Is great.
Other guys aren't doing their job. So, you know, the fact that you got the general manager and the coach in one soundbite can't agree on what Tack McKinley's future is does not exactly instill confidence in Falcon fans, albeit if the question was misinterpreted. So, you know, oh, we're off and running. We're in midseason form. Here we go. So let's hope that we do the 16 draft redo. We knock it out of the park. We get some real athletes in there that can plug in and start, and we'll get rolling. Because I just hate the fact we're wasting Matt Ryan and Julio's prime.
You're right.
That's what it comes down to. We're wasting guys' prime. You've seen other teams do it. And that's why, look at the teams that are down there picking where they're picking. Like the Bengals, what do? They wasted Carson Palmer when he was really, really good. Right?
Sure. That's
you know,
right.
You look at the Dolphins. The Dolphins have never had a quarterback. Bad example. But there's a lot of teams out there. And by the way, real quick sidebar, Joe Burrow did say, look, if the Bengals draft me, I'll be a Bengal. So let's just end that drama right there. Took all the mystery out of that. There won't be a Eli Manning or a John Elway type, hey, get me out of here type. At least that's what he's saying if he's up to his word.
You believe him?
Well, I would imagine if you know the agents kind of set the tone. Here's the message you're going to put out there. So if Burrow says that, I'm going to take him at face value. He's going to be a Bengal, and we'll move on. Also, we didn't get it in the Falcon report, but just mention it's worth mentioning. Cam Newton. Most of us thought Cam Newton was kind of dead man walking in Charlotte, that he's going to be traded. Well, you can't trade a guy who's banged up. He's still doing his rehab. So they're saying that Cam, for all intents and purposes, Matt Rhule, Cam Newton, if we do this right, his best football is ahead of him. There's video of Cam in a workout saying, look, all I want is a little commitment. So it seems like Tepper and the management say, I can't trade the guy if he's not even 100%. So best we can do is hope that Cam can get it together with rehab, and they'll roll the dice with him, I suppose.
It's interesting. So you
you draft a quarterback, you know, a little bit later.
Yeah, I just – Mike, it puts him between a rock and a hard place because if you wanted to move him again, what's the value with the guy who's coming off an injury?
You got one more year of Cam at by today's quarterback numbers, a relatively inexpensive quarterback.
Correct. He is before he gets the big contract extension. Then you had Bruce Arians come out today, another thing we didn't get a chance to mention, and he was asked what he's going to do at the quarterback position. And he basically said, we can win with Jameis. I know that. And a lot of people are saying, okay, but is he the guy? I think he's just not ready, or they're not ready to say whether they're moving on or not. We can win with Jameis.
Right.
Putting it out there in a positive light. But, Mike, come on.
I've seen enough of Jameis. I lobbied for the guy, and even with his new eyeballs, with his LASIK, too many, 30 interceptions in 1 year. That's just, I've seen enough. And I think Bruce Arians is being diplomatic, but he's seen enough, too.
Too much. All right, let's talk about Freddie Freeman. The reason why we bring this up, guys, Freddie, in an exclusive interview with The Athletic, Jeff Schultz actually writing this piece, talking about how injured and hurt Freddie was last year. And listen, this is not a sympathy piece. This is just Freddie Freeman letting you in on how injured his elbow was and what he had to go through in the summer. He took cortisone injections, Mike. He took painkiller shots. Mm. He said he started taking two painkillers, 20 milligrams of an undisclosed drug, he's not saying that, from his head trainer. And he said, you know, it would literally take these painkillers too close to the game because it would make my vision go blurry. So he's dealing with the elbow.
Right.
You're taking BP. All of a sudden, my elbow's hurting. Hey, trainer, I need a couple. Never mind, because now you got blurry vision. He's dealing
and
with
by the
this.
Way, these are Major League Baseball painkillers right. We're talking about. You know, we always talk about baseball players. All those guys aren't tough. Look, Freddie's not a guy who's going to sit there and whine and bellyache. There are guys that will. Freddie's not that style guy. But we always joke around the NFL, hey, man, shoot him up, tape him up, get him out there. And that's basically what Freddie was doing. And obviously the pain level was so high, it was affecting his performance. And you saw that at times, especially in the second half of the season. As first time we have seen Freddie sub 300. Still had a monster year that most Major League Baseball players would give their right arm for. But for Freddie, you saw it slip a little bit, and unfortunately that continued into the postseason.
It did. So, listen, we were upset. He owned it, but I got to give him credit, man, for playing through the season and putting up the numbers he did. Here's the thing. He's still the guy on this team. I love Acuna. Acuna has more talent, more upside. I don't disagree with any of that. You're talking about a guy that could steal 40 bases, hit 40 home runs. Freddie's not that dude. But when you talk about your most consistent hitter in this lineup and the guy that if you took out of the lineup,
right,
we're done. Where are the power numbers coming from outside of Acuna? So Freddie is that guy, and I think by him explaining all of this stuff, it just for Braves fans, we should be like, okay, you know what?
Right.
We got a dude on our team.
He's 29. He's in his prime, you know, and now you hope Ozuna picks up some of the slack. And by the way, if you've been watching the Braves, I know it's just spring training, but Pache and Waters, man.
They look good.
We've been hearing about these guys like Pache and Waters. Finally going to maybe get a chance to break the seal and see these guys. Now, they won't bring them up here, Carl, in April. They'll wait till May, so they'll have that arbitration year control, right? That's how it works.
They have to.
But these dudes look right now, only 1 week, small sample size, but they got the swagger at least. They got the confidence to think they belong in the show.
I like what I'm seeing so far. Now, again, I told you guys, I don't care about spring training because it's not on the back of their baseball card.
Right.
You know, you could hit 8 home runs and everybody's like, ah, it doesn't mean anything. I need to see them in the show when it matters. Hitting balls. But I do like what I've seen, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see him. I just think because of the guys we're paying out there, Mike, it won't be until later in the season unless things go completely wrong, which in that case, they might be up here.
But as Carl said, the one guy he's more concerned with is Austin Riley. Is that dude going to be raking? Is this guy now going to, again, lay off the bad pitches and, you know, start making some contact on the low and away? Because at the end of, by the time they decided, you know, that you couldn't use him in the postseason, Carl, that cold zone was like the entire spot. You know what I mean?
Correct.
He looked so good that first month and then could not make the adjustments to the pitchers and then figured him out. Hopefully he gets it straightened out.
All right, guys. It's our strong arm story of the day, and we wanted to share that with you. We had a lot of football news today, and certainly we're going to continue to talk plenty of football with the combine and all the stuff going on. But this Freddie Freeman story is interesting.
And it's a good story by Schultz. I know Schultz is mad at me because I got mad at him over that whole tomahawk story.
Are you still fighting?
Well, we're not talking right now, but – I mean, you know.
What are you, married?
You know.
We're not talking right now. She's in another room.
I said, what's next? We as a society. And then he went, well, you are not we. I'm like, oh, pipe down, California boy. And then me and Schultz went round and round. And, you know, I was like, we're not really talking right now. But I will say, that a boy, Schultzy.
Right.
Nice article. You got a guy in Atlanta to say, I was miserable and I was popping pain pills to try to hit a baseball.
Well,
you know, it's something you don't really hear coming out of the Braves organization.
Well, here's the other thing. You talk about, we always talk about the softness of this generation. Playing with pain is a part of it.
Right.
Showing up and, you know what, all right, I'm not 100, but I'm not going to cry about it. That's a big part of it. And those are the people that we fall in love with and admire from the sports world, you know, because you want to see them go every night. And 162 games, I'm telling you, I covered it. It ain't easy. Halfway through the season, everybody's got something that they're dealing with. And so when you start talking about an elbow and you're hitting a baseball,
right,
that's tough, man. It's tough.
So Freddie's a guy that has paid through a lot of pain. You think about the wrist injury a couple of years ago. I mean, Freddie's had a chance to have a couple of MVP seasons, you know, where injuries have kind of cropped up.
Yes.
But as we said, that's still a year that almost everybody in the bigs would take a no-brainer. Also waiting to see if, when Cole Hamilton start to pitch and you can see what he's all about. It's a small sample size. It's the first week. These guys, it's like batting practice. But seeing the pitchers like, Felix Hernandez showing that maybe he's got something left. Hey, man, you get 15, 20 starts out of Felix Hernandez, I'll take that.
All right, guys, plenty more to get to here on the program. Coming up, if you missed Jason's insight into tonight's CONCACAF Leg 2, coming up at around 6:20, you'll get a chance to hear what Jason had to say about the match tonight.
Hey, man, we're live at Twin Peaks. We got our usual suspect coaches over here chopping it up. So, again, guys, we got Coach. He's already he's beyond the pale right now on Dan Quinn and Dimitrov. Look at him. He's get out of here with that nonsense. We got Reformation Brewery is here with some ice cold Reformation brew, so come on down. Guys, they are big supporters of Atlanta United, Terminus Legion as well. And we got our Five Stripes guys rocking the jerseys. We're going to be hanging out down there and having some fun because we actually love going to see some action at the Fraction.
It's a good call. Whoever came up with it, thank you.
I'm stealing it.
Guys tweeted us, and I love that name, and I love coming up with unique and original things. Alabama Al, too, by the way. Big shout-out to Alabama Al out here.
Hey, man. Look at Al, man, rocking that lid. So I went to the hair doctor. I'm going to take Al. I'm going to get him some hair, too, man.
Al, you want to go with him?
Going to get you in there, Al.
I like that look.
Going to cost a lot.
Don't let him fool you. That's a good look.
No, man, bald guy with a ponytail. Not many cats can rock that. You know, Alabama Al can do that, man. Hey, man, when we return, we've got some guy talk brought to you by Resurgence Orthopedics. You are all familiar with The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, right?
Yeah, I think Bo watches it.
Would you like to see your grandma on The Bachelorette?
Who? Your grandma?
The Bachelorette or Bachelor for seniors. ABC's got it in the pipeline.
Who's watching this?
We'll explain next.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play.
Hey, man. Dukes and Bell live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw with plenty of Five Stripes fans. So we're getting ready for some CONCACAF action against Motagua. I keep thinking Mugwa from like, Less Than Mohicans. But anyway, we're going to take on these cats from Honduras, and we're going to show them what's what. If you missed our conversation with Jason Longshore earlier, Carl, he did say that they rested their starters in league play, so they're bringing their A team. They got dudes that are pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're going to play. Are they going to play as dirty as they did down there? Let's find out. See how the ref calls it.
Can we get some calls?
Hope so. I mean, we are the home team.
Yeah,
but we are in Estados Unidos.
This time around, hopefully we'll get some calls. It's good to see a lot of Atlanta United fans talking to those ladies over there.
What's up, man?
They're hanging out. They said one of them's going to Nashville. Thank you, ladies, for
coming
out. Is going up this weekend. The other one said, it's my birthday, so I'm hanging at home.
Right on.
But we just saw our buddy Tom. He's here. He says he's going up this weekend.
We're going to the bachelorette party capital of the world is what Nashville has become, amongst other things. So always a great time in Music City.
Crazy.
Yeah. Now Alabama Al apparently wants to go. He's going to be out there on 75 with a cardboard sign hitching up to Nashville. So it's going to be great. All right, let's start with some of the stories brought to you by our buddies at Resurgence Orthopedics, from muscles to bones, from neck to toes as well, guys. Get moving again with Resurgence Orthopedics. Book your appointment today at resurgence.com. We talked about it yesterday in the Dog Report. The fact that Georgia hires the head strength and conditioning coach, Scott Cochran, to be the new special teams coordinator. Squidbilly was saying, per NCAA rules, I guess unless he just wanders in the weight room by accident, he really is not supposed to be coaching the strength. But, I mean, let's be honest, Carl. Kirby brought this guy in here to get these guys even more bigger, more physical, everything they're doing at Alabama. So we can call him a special teams coach, but come on. You tell me there's going to be an NCAA compliance weasel popping through the ventilation system to see if this guy's doing axe squats with the offensive lineman?
Bigger, stronger, faster.
Well, needless to say, Alabama fans lost their mind. They took Scott Cochran. George is now the college football team I hate the most. Move over, LSU and Ohio State. I hate Georgia a whole lot more. Good riddance, Scott Cochran, said Brenda, Bama softball. Have fun with the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh,
Coach Kirby
geez.
Smart. Oh, we got another one with a picture of Nick Saban. Kirby Smart just got to be Alabama. He has that if you can't beat him, join him mentality in terms of taking coaches and players that are from Alabama. If he wants to be Bama so bad, why didn't he just stay here, from DeAndre Arsul?
You know what? There's a side of Alabama fans, and look at Alabama Al's looking at us, that feels that way. There's another side is like, whatever, we'll be fine.
There's another one. I'll tell you what, Scott Cochran leaving for Georgia will just make beating them extra special when they come to Tuscaloosa next year. I'll hang up and listen.
Yes, there is a big matchup next year. Mike, it's the defining game, right?
Right.
Next season.
But not all Alabama fans are just angry. Some of them are snarky. Jacob Carl, Jay Fletch, 64. While I'm sad to see Scott Cochran go, I've wanted to see someone new for a while.
Of course you have. Yeah, after all these championship runs, of course you have.
Here we go. I'll be just fine, says Shutdown Man, with Scott Cochran trying to coach a position at Georgia. Yeah. I target his group on every opportunity possible when Georgia comes tee time September. Roll damn tide.
Yeah, roll damn tide. This is a big deal.
Rammer, jammer, yellow hammer. I say Allie, you say bammer.
That's it. It's a big deal, and it is a coup for Georgia. But listen, Alabama's not going anywhere. And I said this. Nick Saban, he will hire another strength and conditioning coach, Mike. They will continue to be in the mix. But for Georgia, this is a coup simply because it's another guy Kirby trusts. He knows his resume speaks for itself. Ask guys around the country what they think about Scott Cochran. They'll tell you. So I think, you know, for Georgia, it's great. But Alabama's going to be fine.
Say it ain't so, Cochran. Ain't there more to the world than just dollar signs?
No, there isn't.
By the way, he has a relationship with Kirby. That's part of this. Scott's been tight with Kirby over the years. But one thing we did mention yesterday, if you missed the Dog Report, we did talk about the fact that he apparently, according to the published reports, Carl, did not get to say goodbye to the troops in Tuscaloosa.
What's that all about?
That apparently Saban, when informed, said, all right, you're out of here. So he didn't get a chance to at least say goodbye to whoever was working out of the facility at the time.
Well, listen.
Well, I mean, Saban was hot.
13 years, and you don't get to say goodbye to some of these guys?
I guess Saban really was blindsided by this, from the article that you saw in the Birmingham paper. AL.com, I should say.
Well.
All right, guys. On to a fun subject, or maybe not so fun. How many guys out there watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
They're not going to admit it.
Come on. I know some of you guys are watching that. I hope not.
Some of these guys' wives or girlfriends make it.
You couldn't pay me to watch that stuff. A bunch of just wackadoodles. Everybody's insane on that show. Narcissistic meatheads that are sitting there. It's just nonsense. And let's be honest, Carl. Who's really going to meet their spouse on a TV show shot over three weeks?
Oh, come on. It happens all the time, Mike.
Yeah, crazy people.
Come on.
Yeah, like Aaron Murray's brother. Anyway, moving on. The ABC network is launching Bachelor spinoff for senior citizens.
Why is my question.
On last night's episode of The Bachelor Season 24, ABC announced it is seeking unattached men and women over the age of 65. Alabama Al is an opportunity for you. Again, guys, Bachelor Nation, give us your grumpiest old men. Give us your goldenest girls. Hashtag The Bachelor, wrote Robert Mills, ABC's head of alternative programming, in his tweet. To be clear, this is 65 plus. Producers of The Bachelor are looking for active and outgoing single men and women in their golden years for a new exciting dating show. Who wants to see your grandmother or your grandpa on this?
Not me. I have no interest at all.
Come on.
Zero.
Hey, doll, let's go sit in the hot tub, but take it easy on me. I broke my hip last year.
No interest at all. Zero.
Look at you. Look at you, muscle man. Are you proud all over?
No interest.
Perhaps we'll find the girl who hit on Carl that day we were at the Stats when the woman hit on
you. But she wasn't 65
today. She's getting up there.
Would you stop it? She was maybe the oldest of all the ladies she was with, but she wasn't that old.
There was a gaggle of – for those that are new to the show, I'll make this brief. A lot of our older listeners have heard it. But we're sitting there at Stats, and there's a group of women that come up, and this chick just locks in on Carl like the last spare rib at a barbecue.
Well, I had that effect, Mike.
And she says to him,
oh, look at you. You look at you. You want to go back to the hotel and make some memories?
You know what? Every time he tells this story, he over-exaggerates.
Come on. Did she not say, let's make some memories?
She said the exact phrase was, we, as in her girls,
yeah,
are looking to make some memories.
That's right.
All five of us will take you on, you big black stud. Come on. Over to the Omni.
Now, see, that's not what was said, but that was the exact quote was, they were looking to make some memories, not with me.
I know what I heard. You know, if my Nana was still alive, my grandmother would be all over this. I kid you not. She had the personality. My Nana was a dancer on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
And she had that juice. She'd be out there doing it. Because when I was a little kid, I can't tell you how many times I got, like, my Nana would be like, okay, my friend Jack is going to take you to the Dolphins game. Okay. And then next week, my friend Bill is going to take you to Gulfstream Park.
You just thought you were a cool
Grandma
kid.
Grandma was getting it in.
Of course she was.
I got to be honest with you down here in Fort Lauderdale.
You thought you were a cool kid.
She was
getting rid of your ass.
No joke, man. No joke. All right, birthdays today. What do we got? Today is the 25th of February. Sean Astin, 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. So Rudy, the actor that played him, amongst other things, Sean Astin's birthday today. Tia Leone, another show I've never watched. Madam Secretary? Ric Flair, the Nature Boy's birthday today.
Woo!
Nice.
On three. 1, 2, 3. Woo!
That's right. The Nature Boy. He turned 71 today, and we're glad that Rick is back in great health because it was a little touch and go there for a while, and he's good friends with our buddy Brad Nessler. Also, Carl, I know you're a big fan of the Beatles. George Harrison's birthday today.
How old?
Well, he's dead, but he would have been he was born in 1943,
yes.
Died in 2001.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, I watched that documentary, and I forget who did it. I'm not sure. I want to get the director right. It was not actually that bad. It was a two-parter on Harrison. His life was amazing. He knew everybody from Jackie Stewart to the contemporary artists. And his friends were like all over the place. Actually, pretty interesting. Actually, a little more interesting than Paul McCartney, to be quite honest with you, brother.
Wow. All right.
There you go.
All right, man.
We're live here at Twin Peaks. That is your Guide Talk for a Tuesday, brought to our buddies Resurgence.
Atlanta United on the way tonight. All your covers right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Quick reminder, Hawks fans, join the Hawks for HBCU Night as they take on the Portland Trail Blazers. That's this Saturday, February 29th. It's at State Farm Arena, and you can get tickets today at hawks.com/tickets. We'll come back.
Oh, I apologize. I'm ready to go to break. The one thing I forgot, I had it on my phone, didn't have it on my iPad. Mark Richt, he's celebrating his birthday. You know what Mark Richt's doing for his birthday?
What's he doing?
Going to the Promised Land. Just posted a picture on his Twitter. Going to go have some brown liquor and matzah. Going to Israel.
Very nice.
So good for Mark.
That's cool.
Spiritual journey for Coach.
That's a cool journey. A lot of people want to do that. It's on their bucket list.
Right on.
All right, we'll come back. Top three at 6 on the way, and Jason Longshore as well as we get ready for leg 2 tonight of CONCACAF.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.